phoned the TV licensing people yesterday.
Why?
I had one of them nasty letters.
Well, in that case, you should get a TV license. I've told you about that before.
I phoned them and asked them to if they could send somebody round. And they said they don't do appointments. They just turn up randomly.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I just wanted, I thought, well, you keep sending
me. Oh, to catch you out.
Yeah, they keep sending me these letters. So I thought, can you just turn up? Stop saying you're going to turn up or might turn up. Turn up. But he said, no, we don't do that kind of thing. We just turn up randomly. I said, oh, okay, how do I stop getting these letters that I seem to get? And he said, well, you have to answer some questions. One of them was, do I have a TV? Of which I answered, no. I have some monitors, though. And then he asked, this is in the shop, by the way, not at home. I obviously have a TV license at home.
And then
And then he asked, do I ever watch live TV? And I said, well, that's a bit of a loaded question, isn't it? He said, why? I said, well, because if I answer the yes to that, you're going to say I should have or I should get a TV license. He said, well, would you like me to ask it in a different way? I said, well, all right. Ask me which channels I watch. Of which he said, well, all right, and do you watch any live TV, including British TV and any foreign TV? I said, well, that makes the list even bigger. I said, can you just tell me a list of channels that I have to have a license for, and I'll say whether I watch them or not? He said, well, no, there's thousands. I can't do that. And then I thought, well, hang on, thousands? I thought it was just for the BBC. So whatever I say to him, the answer is going to be you need a TV license. So it was a very loaded question. So I spent about half an hour on the end of the phone. At the end of it, I said, thank you very much for your time. By the way, I've not got a TV and I don't watch TV. I just wanted to waste your time like you waste mine. And then I hung up.
So what happens when they come round to the shop?
Well, I assume they'll come into the shop because it's a public place. They could just walk in. They might see an old TV. I do actually have a TV on the wall, but it's one of these old analog TVs that's incapable of picking up a Freeview signal, so therefore it's just a monitor. They'll probably ask if they can have a look at the connections or the remote control and have a bit of a fiddle, and then they'll walk, oh, he's not watching TV. But they'll still get you because you've got computers, and they'll say, ah, can I have a look at your internet search history to see if you've ever gone to the BBC website and clicked on a few iPlayer links, I suppose.
So even if you you accidentally click on something on your computer that happens to be covered by the TV license, you have to pay a full license.
Correct, yeah.
Well, that seems ridiculous.
I know. Stranger. I asked him if it's okay to watch ITV Hub, and he said it was.
Without a license?
Without a license. And Netflix, because he said that's not live streaming.
But I thought if you had the capability on the television of watching anything like that, you had to pay the license.
Indeed. The wording is quite vague on their terms conditions. It's capability. Technically, I have all the electronic components in the building to assemble my own TV set. So I could, with a soldering iron, make a TV or a TV tuner, at least, and put it onto a computer monitor and therefore need a TV license. So I should get one now, I suppose.
Well, you've just talked yourself into it, haven't you?
Nah, I'd rather go to jail.
Oh, okay. Well, you've been warned. You shouldn't break the law.
I don't think I am.
TV shops and people who sell computers, aren't they? They don't all have to get TV licenses, do they?
No, if you're a TV shop and you sell TVs, you are actually exempt from having a TV license for demonstration purposes. And I was one of those. I signed up for that, but then I had to grass up everybody. But apparently that's changed now. Nobody has to grass anybody up anymore.
Well, no, you can't, because that would infringe the personal whatever data, wouldn't it?
Well, apparently it stopped 5 years ago, so it didn't come under that ruling. But I think the licensing company was exempt. I think they were allowed to ask for your personal data. Yeah. You actually wouldn't sell you a TV. If you didn't give them your name and address, you couldn't buy a TV from, say, Argos. They wouldn't actually physically
give it
to you.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, one time when I went to get a TV, I found that an imposition, so I didn't buy one.
Well, that's changed now. They don't ask you.
Can you hear that noise in the background?
I can hear that noise, yes.
Yeah. Daisy, come here. I'm going to have to go and feed her. You're going to have to put the podcast on hold for a minute, because this is the time I feed her, and that's her saying, come on and feed me.
And she sends you text reminders as well, by the sound of things.
Right, I'm going to go and feed the dog. I'll be back in a couple of minutes, okay?
I'll play some slight lift music or something like that in this bit.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, hold on. Turn that music off now. Oh, God. So demanding, my dogs. So demanding.
Do you have an Indiset dishwasher?
Why?
I just thought I heard a dishwasher being turned on or off.
I did, yeah. How did you hear that?
I have ears and also a pair of headphones on the ears, and you have a microphone switched on.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any noise.
The dishwasher goes deet, and then it goes deet, deet, deet.
Really?
Yeah, quite loud. It's a quite a high-pitched, very recognisable tone.
Well, yeah, it's a dishwasher.
There we are.
Well.
Well, I just knew it was, because we've got the same one. Bit of dull information for you, really.
Yeah. Where were we? Oh, yeah, you were in trouble for not having a TV licence. And wasting your time, obviously, chatting to these people when there was absolutely no reason for you to do that. Just ignore them. You know they're not going to tell you when they're coming.
And they're not going to come.
And most of the time they don't come.
Mm. I see the Big Ben Bong thing has reached £164,000 in donations.
I know. I was talking to Mark Francois on my radio show the other night on Talk Radio. He wants 500,000, but I said, how can it cost 500,000 just to get Big Ben to bong a couple of times?
I'd have gone up with a ghetto blaster on a rope and just pressed
play.
That's
what I suggested.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I suggested that. Big speakers, just a recording of it, blasted out.
Or Boris on a zip wire.
Yeah. But I really don't think there's much point, is there?
I think the occasion needs to be marked in some way, I would say.
Well, there's going to be a big gathering outside Parliament of people like Nigel Farage and others talking about the benefits of leaving the European Union on that night at around about 11 o'clock.
Didn't Mark Francois put £1,000 of his own money in?
Yeah, he tried to get me to as well.
Well, small change to you, surely.
Yeah. Don't be ridiculous. I can't afford £1,000. Anyway, I mean, if you put the money in and they don't reach it, do you get it back anyway?
No, it gets donated to the Veterans Fund, I think. Help for Heroes.
We should do crowdfunding for this show.
Yes. I'm on the site right now. 5 minutes ago, someone donated 50 quid. 6 minutes ago, 20 quid. 7 minutes ago.
To us?
No, sadly. No, this is for the Big Ben bong.
Yeah.
It's gone up £1,000 since we've been talking.
Yeah. Well, it's not surprising.
It's going to hit the target, I think.
Yeah, it might do. And then they've got to do it.
It's one here says Gina Miller, £10.
But I don't think it was her, probably.
Probably not.
No. No. Actually, that's the interesting thing. You know, this whole business of the Labour Party, election for the new Labour Party leader.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a friend of mine who is quite well known as a journalist. I won't tell you what his name is. Oh, I don't know. A guy called Andre Walker, or even Walker. And he's joined the Labour Party. He's 25 quid. He's an extreme Brexiteer, by the way.
Right.
Maybe friend will be too strong. He's somebody I have on my programs from time to time. Anyway, last time he was on, he said, I've joined the Labour Party, and he got out his phone, showed everybody. He'd sent in his 25 quid and got his whatever you get back, so you can vote in the election of the new leader of the Labour Party.
Yeah.
And I sort of naively said, well, I didn't know you were a supporter. He said, no, I'm not. I'm going to vote for Rebecca Long Bailey. I said, well, she's the one who's most like Jeremy Corbyn. Yes, he said, I know. Because if she gets in, then we can guarantee Conservative government for at least the next 10 years.
Right.
So that's quite funny, really, wasn't it?
I think you can pay by installments, can't you? So you can cancel after you voted.
I don't know, can you?
Yeah, so the 25 quid is split up as like maybe £2 a month. So wait for the vote to come in and then just cancel and then no longer become a member.
Well, I think he just paid it off one lump sum, being extremely wealthy.
Well, the likes of me and you, we'll sign up monthly.
I'm just not sure asking people to pay 25 quid so they get a vote in something like that is on. Doesn't sound, you know.
It sounds good to all the Conservative Party followers.
Yeah, well, as I said, you know, vote for the candidate you think who has no hope of winning against Boris Johnson. And Rebecca Long-Bailey seems to be the prime candidate.
It's a shame we can't keep Corbyn in a way, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I don't understand why they're going to hang it out so long. They might give you easy ways to pay up until April so that you've paid it all before the vote.
Okay, leave it till March then and see what happens on the application form.
Yeah, good idea. But, you know, there's only one man standing. I think that's slightly sexist, isn't it?
Well, it's unbalanced, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I mean, and then people are saying, well, we must have a woman. We must vote for a woman. Well, it's not a question of the sex of whoever. It's a question of who surely would be the best for the job.
Well, that would be the norm, but that's not the way we do things nowadays.
Don't we?
No. You have to have a woman. You have to have a female James Bond. You have to have a female Doctor Who. You have to have a female
Labour leader. Are we getting a female James Bond?
Actually, that's been ruled out now.
Oh, right. Okay.
But that was being touted for a while.
Yeah.
Which doesn't work, really, because she can't exactly walk into a bar and go, the name's Bond, James Bond, because everyone will look at her and go, are you sure?
Well, she could go in and say, the name's Jamie Bond.
Yeah, but then they'd change the name of the film. It wouldn't be James Bond anymore, would it? It'd be Jamie Bond.
Oh, that's a very good point, yeah.
It sort of works with Doctor Who, because you don't know the name of the Doctor.
Yeah.
He's not called Harold.
Was it Wendy last time, Dr. Wendy Who?
Wendy Who?
I don't know. I don't watch Doctor Who, so I don't know.
Well, the viewing figures are plummeting, apparently.
Are they? Why?
Because, obviously, people don't like the new Doctor.
Huh.
I've watched the latest three. It's had its day now.
Yeah. You know, they need to have a new series starting out with a woman lead role of something.
I've been watching Dracula, though, on BBC. That's the only BBC thing I have watched recently. That's quite good. Yeah. That's worth a watch.
That's at your home where you've got a license.
That's at my home where I've got a license, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know the story of Dracula, so what's the point?
It's a bit of a modern twist on it. I don't want to give too much away. I will say this, though. Van Helsing. When I say the word Van Helsing, what sort of image do you conjure up in your head?
A bloke in a big, long, black coat.
Now bring that forward to 2020. What sort of image do you have in your head?
Well, you can't bring it forward because it's set in the past.
Bring it forward. Imagine that the BBC's making a new Dracula, and now think about who Van Helsing would be.
Oh, female.
There we go.
Yeah, that'd be right. I mean, the BBC's gone mad about diversity, hasn't it?
So this famous author, he makes a book called Dracula.
Bram
Stoker. he makes a book, a famous book, and then the BBC go and change it all.
Mm. I wouldn't have thought they could do that.
A bit like Ian Fleming, really, isn't it? Let's have a female Bond. Oh, no, we can't. Yeah. It doesn't work.
No, because the title of it is a man's name. You're right, yeah.
But we can have a female Labour leader.
Well, yeah, of course. Probably will.
Will's a man's name.
No, I mean, we probably will get a female Labour leader. Just hope that it's Rebecca Long-Bailey.
Is that a police car?
Is that your side or mine?
That's your side.
We never have such things around here.
Have you paid your TV license?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, no, somebody paid it for you, didn't they? Oh,
yeah. A very good friend of mine paid it for me.
It wasn't me.
No, I know. I know exactly who it was. Anyway, so I'm watching on Netflix at the moment a really good series. I'm not sure if I've watched it till the end. I've been binging on it. Because you can just watch, if it's good, you just want to see the next one straight away, don't you?
That's the problem with Netflix, I find, yeah.
Yeah. That's not a problem, is it, if you've got relatively nothing much to do? I come home after the show at night and watch two or three series of them.
Yeah, but it is when it's 3:30 in the morning and you think, oh, shall I watch another one? And you've got to go to work.
No, that's a good point. I stop when I'm falling asleep.
I used to watch 24, you know, the one with that's just 24.
Keith Sutherland.
That's the one, yeah. And that I used to watch proper binging, as in we'd watch it 12 hours straight.
That was good, wasn't it? Now I'm watching Designated Survivor, which has him in as well.
Designated Survivor. I'll tell you what, I did watch the other night, close, because my wife hadn't seen it. And I said, oh, that's worth a watch. So I sat through that again.
I think it's quite good.
Yeah, I enjoy that.
But Designated Survivor on Netflix, get into that.
There's too much on Netflix, isn't there? And they keep bringing new stuff. There's stuff arriving all the time.
Mm. But these, this one is about Kiefer Sutherland is a, I don't know what they call them, Secretary of State for Housing, I think, in the American government.
Right.
And then suddenly there's a terrorist attack. And the whole of the government and the Congress are killed.
Except Keith Sutherland.
Well, no, he wasn't there, but he was he didn't even understand what it was. Designated survivor. They designate somebody, if everything goes wrong, to become the president.
Oh.
And so he suddenly becomes the president. And it's fascinating.
Does he go around torturing people?
No, he's very quiet and very sort of, you know, he not really the man who should be the president, but eventually he gets into it.
I'll give it a whirl. So what episode are you on now?
I'm not sure, but I think I might have watched the first two series. Then I'm on to the third. Oh, excuse me, I'm tired.
Because you've been up all night watching Netflix.
Well, no, I've just been up or not. I haven't been feeling good lately, so.
Oh, we have missed you.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where have I been?
Well, you've clearly been at home, resting.
It's ever since I banged my head. But, you know, so sometimes I get a headache from it, and other days I just feel sick all the time.
Well, I'm always here to cheer you up.
Yeah. That's probably why I feel so ill. I see the Canadian press are not being very nice about Harry and Meghan now, are they?
Oh, they're telling them not to come, yeah.
Yeah. See, I feel so sorry for that couple. Because everybody's got their two pennies to throw in now, and everybody's saying, oh yeah, let's have a go at them.
I've been seeing a lot on social media, you know, they're putting up the what they've said about Kate, and then what they've said about Meghan next to each other, the same topic roughly, and there's definitely a clear... But some people say that they were like that with Kate at the beginning anyway. But I don't remember that.
No, I don't. But this is what they tend to do. They say all sorts of nice things and then they have a real go. Yeah. But it's not really the journalist's fault because that is what a lot of people want to read.
It's always been that case, isn't it? It's the reader that's to blame.
Well, I think so. People who read something, and because it's in your paper, they absolutely believe it.
Has to be true if it's in the paper.
No, it doesn't. Anyway, listen, let's do some mail. We've had flooding in. If you want to get in touch, jamesworldradio@gmail.com. James, could you tell me where I could get a full-length copy of The James World Show back in May 1990 when you were talking about if size mattered? They had the tallest and smallest men in Britain on it, as I had friends that were in the audience that day, Zana Vaux. Get in touch with Yorkshire Television. They might be able to supply it.
Or go to our YouTube channel, because it's there.
Oh, is it? All right, well, go to our YouTube channel and you can see it there.
Obviously, it's out of date now. We'd have to have the tallest female and the smallest female.
Well, wouldn't be allowed to do just tallest man, would we? No. Then we couldn't really do a show like I used to do in the 90s now, probably.
Yeah, because it'd be heightist, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be everything-ist, because they were always sort of rather contentious subjects.
They would.
Yeah. I wonder what else we talked about. With does size matter?
I think that's the show with the man that did the Wicked Willy cartoons.
Oh, really? I've still got those on my wall in the bathroom.
Signed?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. They must be worth quite a bit.
You think so? People won't remember them.
Wicked Willy?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember Wicked Willy. That was a cartoon as well, wasn't there?
Yeah. So that's how he drew a Willy, and he drew something else from Melinda.
Can you say?
Yeah, I think it was Valerie Vagina, I'm not sure. What?
If you've got it, can you take a picture of it?
Yeah, I have got it. I'm not sure if I'm going to take a picture of it, though. Well, I'll take a picture of both of them and send them to you.
If you were mine, I could do with a chuckle.
Really? Okay. Right, Stuart from Sussex says, James, these self-righteous lefty liberal hypocrites are really getting on my nerves just lately. When President Obama took out Bin Laden and used drones against terrorists on a regular basis, the lefties and the liberals were falling over themselves to praise Obama. President Trump does the same thing, and these balmy lefties and liberals are foaming at the mouth in anger. Why don't they just all shut the fuck up with their moral superiority? I think that's a very good point, Stuart. I agree with you. Obama did all kinds of things that everybody seems to have forgotten.
Yeah, I'm sure he started the separating kids from their parents in the Mexico border.
And putting them in cages, he did.
Yeah.
Sue says, James and Robbo, I'm holding a charity night on the 21st of May. For people that can't reach orgasm, and I would like to invite you both. If either of you can't come, could you let me know? Sue. That must have been a joke.
I can't, can you?
No, I can't come.
There we are, that's two of us.
Yeah, yeah. Because she doesn't say where it is, for a start.
That's true. I wouldn't have gone anyway.
No. Zana Vorks says, could you tell me where I could get a full...
Why are you reading that again?
Oh, have I done that one before?
Yeah, that's the one with the Wicked Willy.
Oh, right, okay. I don't remember reading Zana Vorks.
That bang on your head. Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, maybe. Okay, well, I've done enough now, really, haven't I? Why don't you do Tech Talk?
Okay, the US...
I'm feeling decidedly yucky.
But you won't feel any better after I do Tech Talk.
That's what I figured, so it might just amuse me.
Apologies, the website went down again this week. Too many people downloading our shows.
Oh, that's terrible. You shouldn't. Stop listening right away.
Microsoft has pledged to remove all the carbon from the environment that it has emitted since the company was founded in 1975.
I'm not really sure how they're going to do that, but there we are.
Donald Trump has launched an attack on Apple, saying they are refusing to unlock iPhones used by killers, drug dealers, and other violent criminal elements.
I don't understand why they're doing that.
Because Apple, if they put a backdoor into their phones to allow the FBI, etc., including themselves, to get into their phones, it means that the phones then become vulnerable to attack.
Right, okay.
Which makes sense. Apple are handing over the data that's stored in the iCloud, you know, when you back up stuff.
Yeah.
They've got access to that, obviously, but not access to the stuff that's actually in the phones. They can't get in themselves. Right. The phones are that secure.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'd just chop the finger off of the drug dealer and unlock their phone, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Or if they got facial recognition, just pull their eyeball out and dangle it in front of the phone.
Oh, shush.
The Americans...
They did that in a movie I saw lately.
I must have seen the same movie, because I remember something like that. That was a Netflix thing, surely, wasn't it?
Of course, I only watch Netflix.
The US hands the UK a dossier on Huawei, if that's how you say it, because everyone says it's slightly different. They've flown specially to London to brief Boris, threatening that they will reduce the intelligence sharing if the UK uses them for the UK 5G communications.
Well, they will, because they consider it to be vulnerable to another government getting into our security.
I think it's to do with the fact that their rivals are an American company, and obviously Trump wants to make sure that their American company gets used. Facial recognition in the EU may be banned for 5 years.
Why?
In public places, obviously, not in for private use. Because the EU doesn't trust it yet.
Well, if you've not been doing anything wrong, I don't see what the problem is. We have quite a lot of facial recognition, don't we, in this country now?
Most of our phones have it.
Yeah. So what's the problem?
Well, it's what it's used for, who's using it, where it's stored. That's what they're worried about. So they're going to ban it for five years while they consider it. Obviously, we're not going to be part of the EU, so we'll probably still have facial recognition in the UK.
Yeah, I imagine we will.
Films. I went to see the 1917 film. Go see it. Very good.
Is it?
Yeah. Want to see it in the cinema. Don't watch it at home. Go and see it in the cinema.
Why?
It needs to be on the big screen.
Is it all gory and horrible?
No, it's not. It's not. Obviously, a few people get shot. It's the way it's filmed. It's filmed with one camera.
Oh, I don't like it. What? Yeah, no, right. We've taken that on board. Thank you, girls. I better go and see what they're barking at.
Yeah, hold on. You better had.
It might be the TV licensing people.
Unlikely.
Just the postman calling. They don't call in the morning anymore, do they?
No, it's always midday afternoon post now.
Yeah.
I suppose it does depend on
what they do. Can't they be bothered to get up early anymore?
No, they're not early risers anymore, are they, the postman?
No.
I could be talking bollocks.
Important documents enclosed. Oh, don't like the sound of that. Yeah. Wonder what it is. Are you desperate to know?
I am desperate to know, yes.
Are you? Okay. Hang on.
This could be podcast gold right here.
Really?
Yeah, it could be something really good.
Oh. Oh, hang on. M&S Insurance.
I knew it was going to be insurance. I thought it would be household insurance, though. Pet insurance?
No, well, house insurance, yeah.
It is house
insurance. What does yours cost?
Yeah. House insurance, about 170 quid.
Home insurance policy.
Actually, no, a lot less than that now. I've got it reduced because I literally did it a few weeks ago. £109.
A month?
A year. £109 a year. That includes £50,000 worth of contents, accidental buildings and contents, and £250,000 rebuild cost.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is £715 a year.
Blimey. That's ridiculously high.
Home insurance policy. Does it mean home and contents?
Well, usually you would go for contents.
Is yours home and contents?
Home and contents, including accidental, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually with Swinton.
Well, I think that's a little high. I'll have to look into that.
You need to go on one of those comparison sites. That's what I do now.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I'll look at that in a bit.
You're not even in a house. You're in a bungalow, aren't you?
I am.
That's ridiculous. Do you live in a really, really sort of high crime area?
No.
Have you got gold all over your walls?
No. In fact, the place could do with a bit of decoration, to be honest.
Have you got a stream running down the side of your house?
No. Last year was only 642, and this year it's 715.
Well, straight away, they've hiked your insurance on the hope that you're just going to knock it through. Mm. So you need to put a stop to that by ringing them. But £600 a year for insurance.
Yeah, I'm going to ring them in a bit.
How much is your house insured for?
Oh, I don't know.
Hundreds of thousands or millions?
No, hundreds of thousands.
Then I can't explain. I mean, your contents, have you got like some jewellery in your house that's...
Nope. I've got anything much in here now.
You don't store the Queen's crown jewels on quiet?
No. Yours seems very, very low.
My insurance typically has always been around the sort of £200 mark because I've gone for a branded insurance company. But this year I went for the cheapest, which actually happened to be a branded insurance company that everyone's heard of, which I think I previously mentioned.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was ridiculously low, so I took them up on their offer. But usually it's between the £100 and £200 mark.
I'll have to look into it, yeah. Anyway, listen, I'm going to have to go in a minute because I'm not feeling so good.
Why didn't you cheer yourself up with a Whaley joke?
Well, I did, yes. And Jay Roberts, my voice is going now, Jay Roberts sent this in, and this is a joke. I haven't read it, so I don't know. A chicken farmer went to a local bar and sat next to a woman and ordered a glass of champagne. "How about that? I've just ordered a glass of champagne too," said the woman. "What a coincidence," the farmer said. "I'm celebrating a special day for me." "I'm also celebrating a special day for me too," said the woman. "Cheers. What a coincidence," said the man. They touched glasses and the farmer asked, "What are you celebrating?" "My husband and I have been trying to have a child. We've been having problems, but today my doctor told me I'm pregnant." "What a coincidence," said the man. "I'm a chicken farmer, and for many years my chicken laid eggs that wouldn't hatch. But today one of the eggs finally hatched." "Well, that's great," said the woman. "How did your chickens become fertile?" "I used a different cock," he replied. "Me too," said the woman. Oh dear. Let's do another one. Hang on. Okay. Who's this from? Bubba. If you've got a good joke, then send it to us. JamesWellRadio@gmail.com.
That's the one.
Okay. I was sitting at home this morning when a policeman knocked on my door. "Sorry to bother you, sir, but have you got a photo of your wife?" I opened up my phone and showed him a recent photo, and the officer said, in a very sad voice, "I'm sorry, sir, but it looks like your wife's been hit by a bus." I said, "I know, but she's got a wonderful personality, and she's a great cook." That's horrible. I don't like that. Okay, so listen, why don't we do questions?
Okay. Chris Bennion.
Yeah.
Why is vegan food made to look like meat products?
That's a very good point. If you don't want to eat meat, why make it look like meat? I don't know. I've never understood that.
Or call it meaty names like steak, sausages.
Yeah.
Paul Pottypots. Why is there not an aloe vera plant in every household and why aren't more people using it?
I have no idea.
Probably because it doesn't work, because I've tried it and it doesn't work. You have a burn or whatever. It makes no difference whatsoever. Same as dock leaves for stinger nettles. Don't work.
See, I have three of them in my house.
Yeah.
Did I say I've got no idea? It tells you I'm not on top of the game, doesn't it?
So you've got three of them in your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. iTunes can't verify the identity of the server. Has just come up on my screen.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll sort that after. Just okay it for now.
Okay.
You've got three aloe vera plants that you are now aware of.
Yeah.
Is that
sorry, I can't even remember this question.
Any advance on three?
No, I don't understand what the f*** you're talking about.
Let's move on to Rob James.
Yeah, I would.
Is it true that the people who eat meat every day are 100% less likely to be vegan?
I think it probably is, yes.
Jesus, every question's about vegans.
Oh, that makes me feel sick.
Stephen Corum. Are we being brainwashed into veganism?
Yes, I think it's probably the new fad, if you like. I mean, I think we should eat less meat, obviously. But this whole vegan thing, it just seems like it's a sort of a tidal wave of political correctness, doesn't it?
That's the way it feels to me. George Ripple. Here we go. This is one.
Who?
George Ripple.
George Ripple.
This is one for the meat eaters. What is the best tasting sausage? I favour the Lincolnshire Banger.
You know, I don't. I don't know. I particularly like the. I like the pork and stuffing one.
Cumberland, I think, for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Martin Roberts. Why don't the churches open up and house the homeless?
I think we did that the other day.
Did you?
I think so, but in some areas they do. Good idea. In some areas they do exactly that.
Tony Charlotte, I met you on Sky Star Search. You were with Cleo Rockus, and you loved my shoes 26 years ago. Wow. That's more of a statement than a question.
Well, I'm very glad I did. Have you still got your shoes?
I'm sure she's got some shoes. Mark Giles, should Scotland have another vote? And to make it fair, can we all take part?
No, I don't think so. I think Scotland has more than enough problems, and it needs really to concentrate on getting its education system up and running and its NHS up and running, because it doesn't seem to me to be doing a very good job. They're more concerned and absolutely obsessed with getting Scotland, this is the SNP I'm talking about, getting Scotland to become independent. What good would that do them or any of us, I wonder?
It's funny, though, because if they did let us all take part, I have a funny feeling they'd become very independent very quickly.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. And they'd find it very difficult.
Pauline Codd.
Hello, Pauline.
With all your contacts that you know, can you advise me if there's a roll mop eating contest? Because I think I could be champion this side of the channel.
Oh, God, I was feeling a little nauseous and I think I might throw up now.
What is a roll mop?
It's a herring rolled up and, oh, no, 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 no. That's made me feel quite bilious.
I thought it was a mop, as in like what you've mopped the floor with.
No, it's a rolled up herring that has been marinated.
Now I've been educated. Thank you very much, Pauline.
Good, good. Right, I'm going to go now because I don't feel too good, and I will join you all next time.
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah, I don't feel good at all. I'm going to go and have a sit down. My back hurts. I feel shit.
Well, off you go then.
What? Well, I'm going. All right.
Well,
you don't put any of that out.
Of course not.
Fuck it.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.